Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I learned this sport fighting. I know one time I got kicked in the ribs. Didn't know it at the time, but it fractured a rib. I knew it hurt. And so I'm just, 13. And so I'm fighting like this. And my instructor, he stopped the fight and he called me over the side. He said, "Now, Keith," he said, "you're drawing attention to that injury. What do you think your opponent's going to do?" You ever seen boxing? What if a guy gets a cut on his eye? Then what does the opponent want to do? All he's thinking about is punishing that eye some more, right? Somebody said, "Well, that's mean. That's fighting." He said, "Keith, you let him know that he got you. And so he's going to focus on that." He said, "I know it hurts. But unless you want to get kicked another 20 times in that same spot, you better do something different." And I began to learn, you know, even though I'm hurting, to not let it show. That has served me well in serving God. And even if the enemy is able to get something in on you. I learned this. I had one time a guy, he faked some stuff. He told me he didn't know how to fight and he wanted me to teach him some things. And he kind of floundered around for a couple of rounds. And like the third one, man, he come alive. This guy's a pro. And because I was letting my guard down, he nailed me in the mouth. I saw stars. I heard birds sing. But I never forget the look on his face. Because he knew he had hit me with everything he had. I had to turn over to the side. I couldn't see for a minute. And the ref said, "Well, let's stop. And I wiped off my mouth. I looked at him. I said, "No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Really, let's go." I saw the look on his face. He just kind of drained. He was like that. He put everything he had in that. And he thought, he ain't done. He don't even look like he's hurting too. I was hurting, but I'm not going to let him know. Can you do this with the enemy?
Yes.
Somebody said some ugly stuff about you. It got you. It got to you. But you just go, "Oh, you hit me. You hit me." Well, he's going to hit you another 43 times. Same spot. What do you do? Even if you're hurting. Can you help me with this now? Even if you're hurting, what do you do? Is that it? Huh? Let's get this done. Can you be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might? Can you endure even hardness? He didn't say it was easy. He said hardness, but can you endure it like a good soldier? You got wounds, you got injuries, you're hungry, you're tired, you haven't slept in 2 days, but can you stir yourself up and take that hill? Can you do it? God's got to have people like this in the kingdom of God and not just a bunch of baby pew warmers. Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5, verse 7, talking about Jesus. In the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. This is talking about Jesus. And being what? Being what? Made perfect. Jesus came into this earth and didn't operate as God. He operated like other men. He developed. He learned. He grew in stature. He grew in wisdom. And he was made perfect. He's our example. Was the Garden of Gethsemane easy?
No.
The whipping post, the cross, was it easy? No. No. But did he face it?
Yes.
Did he go through it?
Yes.
Glory to God. What an example.
Yes, sir.
If he can do that, Surely we can put up with somebody talking about us. Amen. If he can go to the cross, what can we do? That's what he said in Hebrews here later. He said, you haven't resisted to blood yet. You haven't resisted and stood until blood came out your pores. He did. I said, he did. He said, being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you've need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe or a baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Would you like to sink your teeth into some of the meat of God's word? Beyond where you've been. There's milk. And then there's meat. Meat is harder to digest. Huh? Yeah. It's harder to eat. You got to have some teeth. You got to have some strength to chew. And then it's so dense that it takes something for your stomach to, and your intestines to digest it. It's not like milk, isn't it? And in Jesus' own ministry, there were times he taught things and people spit it out. And half and three quarters of his crowd left and didn't come back. Read John 6 sometimes. Well, what do we want? We want milk from now on?
No.
Or do we want something else? Strong meat. What kind of meat?
Strong.
What does that mean? That's grass fed. It's chewy. But it's got some flavor to it. Grass fed. Grass fed buffalo that ran up and down the plains. Rhino skewers. I don't know. Strong meat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Meat that's got to be chewed.
Yeah.
You got to chew it quite a bit before you even swallow it.
Yeah.
And then when you swallow it, it ain't digested in 2 minutes.
Right.
Now read what he calls basics or milk. Chapter 6. Therefore, that connects what he just said, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. He just got through talking about milk. Now he calls it principles. These are the basics. The milk, the principles. Let us go on unto what? Let us go on unto perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance. Repentance is milk. Principle. From dead works. Faith towards God. That's a principle. Basic principle. Of the doctrine of baptisms. That's being baptized in water. That's being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Baptisms. There's more than one. Of the resurrection of the dead. Mrs., that's basics? Yeah. Of eternal judgment. Basics. Basics. Wonder how many churches never even started on the basics. They're talking about, you know, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. So many churches not getting milk. They're not getting milk. They're getting people quoting passages of literature. And a social reform idea and be nice. Just be nice. No, the milk and the principle of these things. He said, let's not stop there. Let's go on. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Let's go on. Now, this is always going to be our foundation. We're not going to get away from it. But we're going to build on it. I said, we're going to build on it. He said, for it's impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they fall away, to renew them to repentance. This is a mature one. And this process is the process of maturity. This describes one who is growing up and is developing. You've been enlightened. You saw your need for salvation. You saw your need for Jesus. You saw your lost condition. And then you tasted of the heavenly gift. You were born again. You received Jesus. Is that the end? Millions think that's the end. Is that the end? Keep reading. Keep reading. And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Got filled with the Spirit. Spoke in other tongues. Had power in your life. And have what? Tasted what? Tasted. Not talking about just sipping milk now. Is he? Tasted the good word of God. You begin to get into some of the solid food. Solid food of the word of God. And what else? The powers of the world to come. We've referred to this repeatedly. Babies don't get to do things that mature people do. They don't know how to handle it. They wouldn't know how to, what to do with it. He's talking about you and I growing up, getting saved, getting filled with the Spirit, feeding on some substantial Word of God, and tasting of the powers of the world to come, beginning to operate in some of the things that we're going to live in later. You see it in the book of Acts. They had translations and miracles and healings and signs and people raised from the dead. These are powers of the world to come. Babies don't operate in this. Mature ones do. I said mature ones do.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Perfect Man, Part 4. You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603N. That's R1603N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.